Hey everyone, this is Mikey. There is no Across the Chains today. Mark Jeffrey is busy battling the aftermath of Hurricane Hillary and the earthquake. He's fine, but for all our podcast listeners, this episode is going to be a little different. It is a live quiz show that is catered more towards our live chat. Still a fun listen, see if you know the answers, but a lot of the clues are visual. To that point, we don't want to leave our audio blockheads out in the cold. So, for those listening, I will ask one question in a few moments. If you know the answer, head over to the BlockBytes Twitter account and DM us. Our DMs are open. If the answer is correct, we will add your name to a wheel and spin that wheel on this coming Thursday's show for a chance to win $50 of USDC. Here's the question. Who am I? I am a polarizing crypto figure. If you go to my website, you can find a tutorial of how to install a bidet. Amazing. If you know it, head to BlockBytes' Twitter account. DM us the answer. Let's have some fun. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to wherever you are. Corville, I think you're muted. So thanks a lot for that. I'm all dressed up. It's a fancy occasion, so I had to put on fancy attire. Welcome to the first ever BlockBytes quiz show.
Okay. Yeah, welcome to the quiz show, guys. I was wondering why no one was responding to me backstage. I guess my mic was off.
Yep. Probably. Well.
Okay. Awkward silence. All right, good. Yeah, I'm stoked for the quiz show, dude. I'm stoked to give away money. You see, I'm here in our game show room in the BlockBytes studio.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. Where'd you find that?
The internet.
Oh.
On Google.
Yeah. I'm just blurred out. But I'm wearing a suit. I thought we were going to wear suits. I'm a little disappointed you didn't.
Oh, I can go grab my jacket. I'll be right back.
Okay, good. Well, while he's doing that, let me explain the rules really quickly. Right off the bat, I'm happy to see my good friends dropping hashtag quiz show in the chat. If you do that, you will at least get one ticket added to the big wheel of names that we'll spin at the end to see who wins. And then moving on from that, here's how the show works. So there's going to be five rounds. They're broken up into there's an NFT round. There is a rugs, scams, and hacks round. There is a who am I round. They will be prominently some sort of crypto figure. There is which chain am I? And then finally, there's a logo round, which I'm excited for. I like that one a lot. And then in each round, there will be at least three answers. So it's kind of like Jeopardy, where the answer is the question, if you know what I mean. Well, so what happens is, so that there's an answer.
You get the answer in the form of a question?
You don't have to do that. I'm going to give out clues. So like in the NFT category, there will be clues that will decrease in difficulty. So the first clue will be a little more obscure. Hopefully people don't really know what it is. And then the next clue, if no one gets it right, the next clue will be easier. And then finally, the third or fourth clue will just be obvious. Basically, what you do is if you know what it is, just throw it in the chat. Just put it in the chat. So hopefully your connection's good, because it's basically first come, first serve. So first person to get the answer right in the chat, they'll get a ticket, their name, added to the big wheel of names. So the more answers you get correct first, the higher chances you have of winning. But it's still kind of cool, because maybe someone that didn't get the answer right but still popped in for the stream, maybe they walk away with Mikey's money.
With Mikey's millions. That's right.
That's right.
Well, not even millions of pennies. Millions of Doge. $50.
Right, yeah. Yeah, $1 of Doge coins. But it sounds better if you say, like, you know, you're going to get 1 billion of Doge tokens. Anyways.
That's right.
So,
billion beans.
A billion beans. Where is Crypto Bean? I haven't seen him yet. That's disappointing. But shout out to everybody in the chat right now. Mr. Clean, much love to you. Ryan's here. Aaron's Ghost. Disco Chuck. Let's get it going on, guys. I think without further ado, oh, B-Sod, of course. a good friend. I think without further ado, I think let's get it started. Unless just really quickly, anybody in the chat, any questions? Win Mike's lunch money. Yes. Yes. Win Mike's lunch money. Charles said he would be here.
Charles is in the chat, Wally. Dude.
Oh, is Charles in the chat? I didn't see him.
He's literally right above Wally.
Oh.
Charles is going to run away with this show. He's a total DeFi dork. And but I he mean doesn't that know the best way possible.
But he does not have access to the document. That's only Corval and myself.
That's right.
This isn't a quiz on Mikey's diary. That's the next show.
That's next week.
That's next week. If this goes well, this is an experiment. This might be a disaster, but you know, hopefully it'll be fun and hopefully you guys enjoy it. I've had a lot of fun doing it. So I think let's get started. Yes, only one winner, Topaz. What is this quiz show, Chewy? This is BlockByte's quiz show.
Very informative, Mikey. All right, let's get it started, dude.
Right. Yeah. Chewy, if you scroll up a little more, we have the rules. The BlockByte's account posted the rules for how this is going to work. Just one winner. Just one winner this time, but provide feedback. Maybe we'll do multiple winners next time. So let's start with the first round. And again, first one is NFT.
Okay.
NFTs.
All right, NFTs.
If you know the correct answer, put it in the chat. First come, first serve. So hope your connection's good. So the first question. Clue number one. What NFT is that? What NFT project is that? So that's the silhouette of a very popular NFT project.
A very popular NFT collection.
So no one's got it yet.
You guys don't answer all at once.
Let's go to clue number two. Adam got it.
Oh, I see DeFi guys got it.
Who got it?
DeFi guy.
DeFi guy. DeFi guy. DeFi guy. A-Star Network and Fala. He got it. Trump NFT.
There you go, dude. Slam dunk. He's in the news today. If you've seen his mugshot. If you haven't seen his mugshot, you got to check it out. It's one of the top of all time, I think.
I think Rudy Giuliani's is better. That's just me. Well, so congratulations, DeFi. DeFi guy got that very quickly. So let's move on. This next one won't be as easy with just the silhouette of the NFT. Look at that. No, Trevor, you didn't have to say NFT after Trump. DeFi guy just beat. He was the first one into the chat with that information.
Yeah, as far as I'm seeing on my screen, I'm seeing it on YouTube as well as in our studio.
Yeah. So the second one.
What the
this hell? NFT this NFT project has this shape recurring throughout all 3,333 of their NFTs. That shape is recurring through all of them.
Bruh, what is this?
All right.
Bedpan. Yeah, is this the bedpan collection?
All right, like... so let's go to the next clue.
Okay.
The mascot of this NFT project is a cute little kitty named Zin.
Ooh.
No, not rocks. Pixelmon. Not rocks Pixie? Or some shit.
Let's go to the
next clue. Next clue.
All right, let's do it.
The original NFT launch was a free mint in quarter four of 2022 and features artwork from one of the artists of Oniforce. Mr. Not Universe, Kansas. Not Ape, not Zin Dragons. No.
Zin Dragons.
Next clue. See, some of these are good. Some of these are a little more obscure.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, I'm not a big NFT guy, so I have no idea, dude.
All right, we'll do the next clues.
Azuki?
Soulbound tokens is a feature of this NFT project. If you did Soulbind an NFT, you received a test unit of Hyper Reality audio headphones designed by one of the original engineers for Beats by Dre.
Ooh.
It's not Azuki. Clue number five.
So if you Soulbound this NFT, you got a physical product. Headphones.
Yeah, I
do. Mr. Cam, I think, has it.
I have them. Mr. Cam, yes. Mr. Cam got it. Son Sound. Very good. Nicely done, sir.
Son
Sound. Son, yeah.
Son Sound.
It's Son, but you can say San. And that's what they look like. Yeah, that's what they look like. And so all of them have that. All of them have that little triangle, and it's in the same shape, same size. It's very, very, very cool.
What are overpriced headphones?
Yeah, I mean, no, like I spent like $300 to Soulbind, and I got a test unit of some pretty sweet Bluetooth, you know, headphones.
Oh, I see the bias here. Mikey got some cute little headphones.
Whatever. But congratulations, Mr. Cam 33SS. Moving on.
Cool product. Cool project.
It is. Flu. Grainpa. Granary. It's a project of him. So next question, please, sir. Still on the NFT categories. This didn't turn out very well.
What the hell is this, dude?
So we're just gonna skip that.
Is this a Pokemon?
No. We're just gonna go straight to the other clues for this. The NFT artist is the creator of the most expensive NFT bought by a single person. JW said Mikey choosing only NFTs he has.
Disco Chuck says Ferdy Fish.
Ferdy Fish?
No. Ferdy Fish. There are so many NFTs I've never heard of. There's got to be
next clue, please. The NFT artist's real name is Mike Winkleman. But Charles DeFi got it. It is Beeple.
Oh. Charles Beeple. DeFi.
Yeah. Well, and again, Charles does not have any information of what these are.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Charles done, needs Charles. This money for some fresh hot poutine.
Poonanny?
Poutine.
No, inside job. It's not an inside job, Wally. I promise. It looks like it is. It really does. It looks like it.
Charles only has one question so far.
He's only got one.
He's not going to get this next one. I guarantee that.
Next up. Clue number one. This NFT collection was at a 0.02 ETH floor in November 2021 and has gone as high as 5.4 ETH in May of this year and is actually seeing another pretty good run right now. So ooh, it's an older collection.
Drew Pullen says, "Oh, lady. Got your ass."
Damn! How the heck? That's impressive. That's just me.
No way they're on a run again.
That is impressive, Drew. I can't believe you got that. I thought that was gonna.
Isn't she cute? Isn't she cute?
That's my girlfriend. All right, so congratulations, Drew Pullen. He is goated. That is I did not think anybody was going to get that first try.
Drew Pullen, goated with the sauce here in chat.
All right, so that is the end of round one. Let's show the wheel. Let's see what the wheel looks like. Who do we got on there? Nice. Oh, so we got a bunch of people that just used the hashtag. Still a chance to win, even with just the one. But then we're also going to have, Drew's going to have one in there. And again, if you're just joining now, hashtag quiz show to get at least one, name added to the wheel. So we'll have Drew has one, Charles has one, extra one anyways. That guy, that Mr. Cam, and who was it? DeFi guy so far. All right, next round.
Next round.
Rugs, yes, you do, yeah. Yes, you have two, Mr. Cam. Yeah, for the hashtag and for the correct answer for Sans Sound. Rugs, scams, and hacks. Let's go for it. Let's get after it.
Scams and hacks.
Question number one.
Painful.
This disgraced protocol has been hacked before. In 2021, they lost a total of $2 million of USDC and $5 million of Magic Internet money.
Ooh.
In a couple seconds.
Magic Internet money.
Clue number two, please. Not Balancer. Ooh. This protocol used to go by AnySwap. That should be...
Oh. This protocol used to go by AnySwap.
Invertir Web3. Multi-chain. JW, so close. Just missed it. Invertir Web3, got it. Multi-chain.
Mother very nice. Of God.
Next clue.
Wait. Who got that one?
Invierte Web3. We got him on the screen here.
Go. Get out of here.
Just popping in.
All right. This one is going to be a little difficult. I'll be impressed if people get this one. Arkham Intelligence analysis indicated that a vast majority of client funds were held in an illiquid token called Audio. It was a company.
Indicated that a mass majority of client funds were held in an illiquid token called Audio.
And a lot of these we've talked about on several shows in the past. And you would have heard Austin really ragging this company for having most of their tokens or having most of their investment in this Audio token. It's not FTX. Next clue.
DeFi guy says Huobi.
Nevada financial institutions placed this company into receivership in June 2023. It's not Audius. Audius, the token for Audius is Audio, and this company had a vast majority of client funds held in that illiquid token.
Audio.
Not Library, not Arkham. All right, next. Silvergate's close, but not quite. Companies like Swan and Strike narrowly escaped this devastating collapse, while others like Coinbits weren't so lucky. Invierte Web3 again. Got it. Prime Trust.
This guy is on fire.
Prime Trust. Next.
Invierte is on fire, dude.
Question again, this three. Is still rugs, scams, and hacks. The BNB smart chain suffered a $73,000 loss due to copycat attacks following a similar vein to the exploit on this decentralized finance protocol.
I've got no idea.
Number two. Justin Sun and Machi Big Brother bought this protocol's token at a 35% discount to help reduce the debt position of the CEO. Toasty Alpha got it.
Toasty Alpha. I was going to say he misspelled it the first time.
But then he got it the second time.
But yeah. I knew what he was going for.
Toasty Alpha got it. Curve 20 minutes late, and he's on fire, man. He's on fire. Very good. So that's the that's the end of that round. Oh, here we go. I'm looking forward to this one. Or wait, is there another one? Right. Yeah. Round three. Who am I? Yes.
We're testing your celebrity knowledge this round.
This will be good. These are all prominent figures somehow, some way related to crypto, by the way. Let's go. All right. My father was a cigarette and pinball machine vendor to local bars. where I used to count nickels from the vending machines.
I used to count nickels from the vending machines.
So far, no. Next clue. I am one of the youngest persons to have made partner with Goldman Sachs, where I spent 18 years. JW said Austin. Probably. Wally got it.
Ooh, Wally got Gensler.
Gary Gensler. Nice job, Wally.
Wait, can we play the Who Said This?
Why?
I just want to hear it. You made. Is it like a clip of his voice?
Here, I'll play it.
Or did you read a quote of his?
No, it's a clip of his voice. I'll play it real quick.
Look, I think that markets evolve and technology comes along and changes markets on a regular basis.
Okay.
Kinda evolve. So good job, Wally. Mr. Clean, Wally, you got to be quicker, buddy. You got to be quicker, Mr. Clean. Next, who am I? Who am I? I am an effective altruist and love zucchinis. Someone's got to get this. This should be right off the bat.
Someone's going to knock this out of the park here.
All right, go to the next clue while we're waiting.
Oh, Ryan Collins got it.
Collins got it, man. Ryan got it. SBF. Yes. Sam, Wally, so close.
Oh, man. They all came in at once, dude. They all came in.
No, dude, Wally got, who was it? Or, dang, that happened quick. Adam got it. Oh, wait, who got it? Damn, Ryan got it.
Ryan Collies, right Ryan below Collins. Wally's.
Ryan Collins got it. That's SBF, dude. Love zucchinis. That was my favorite.
He loves Ryan's zucchini. Vegan friend.
The altruism gave it away. It really did, yeah. That could have been an easier one, but you know, whatever. We're learning. It's fun. All right, next. In 2005, I founded a trading platform for brokers.
In 2005, where were you in 2005, Mikey?
I was in high school.
Was I in high school in 2005? I think I might have been a freshman.
Suzu, no. Not Suzu. Next clue, please. Some guy named Brian. Oh, Brian Armstrong is probably talking about. Wrong. Damn it.
As a teenager.
JW got it. CZ. Now, how would you even know that?
He's a freaking genius, dude.
You think he was just guessing, CZ? But yeah. JW got it, CZ. As a teenager, I worked at McDonald's flipping burgers. That is true, by the way. That is a fact. He did that. And he loved it. He loved working at McDonald's.
Insane. Absolutely insane.
Nice job.
Our audience is too damn smart.
This is a good one. I'll be surprised if someone gets this one. Wasn't it Cad Clayton? No, Cad, I'm seeing JW just before you.
Corval profile pic gives him great wisdom. Very true.
So next one, who am I? My transactions can be found in more than 60% of Ethereum blocks right now.
Ooh. Drew Pollen says.
ETH Rapper, that's a good guess. But no, Vitalik is not the right answer either. And yes, I said Vitalik. I call him Vitalik, not Vitalik. That's what I do.
Really?
Mark Jeffrey. Oh, Adam's close. I have ran a total of 238,000 attacks with more than 106,000 victims.
Austin. Wait a minute.
Toasty got it. Oh, no.
Alphas got it.
Who got it?
Oh, Charles D.
Charles got it. I don't like it when Charles wins. But yeah, Jared from Subway. He just got it. But Adam Callen, dude, you were so close, MEV bot.
Jared from Subway. Yeah, you got sandwich attacked by Charles.
You got sandwich attacked by Charles.
Yeah, front run by Charles.
So, and that was that round. Jared from Subway.eth.
Beautiful.
Really quickly, reminder, everybody listening, if you haven't yet, hashtag quiz show to get at least one ticket onto the big wheel of names that we'll spin later. All right. Next round. This is name that chain. I called it which chain am I, but I like name that chain. That works too. Name that chain. Let's go.
Oh, now this is fun.
So what? this is the, I think it should be the day, right? It should be the day, day chart of the native token of the chain I am.
Can't see the price. It's at 94 cents, started in April at $1.18.
Damn, dude.
Oh my.
Binary Floyd got it.
Binary Floyd ARB. Oh, this is Arbitrum. Binary Floyd.
You don't see the name on it, right? That's impressive. Wait. It is. Well, that's the point of these charts, is like it is a pretty interesting chart pattern. But yeah, ARB is the answer. And Drew just missed out. Binary Floyd snuck in right before Drew. So well done, done, Binary Floyd. Dang.
GMX.
Drew said, no, I was first for ARB. I don't know, man. I'm seeing, what are you guys seeing? I'm seeing Binary Floyd with ARB under Ryan. What are you guys seeing?
Yeah, I see him right underneath Ryan.
I'm seeing Binary Floyd first, Drew. Sorry, buddy. Next one. Another token chart. This should be harder. So this is the token, the native token for the chain I am. Right. It might display differently on people's screens. So we're just going off of what Corval, myself, and Emmett see on our studio chat.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? Yes, it's Shimmer. Wally.
Max Payne.
Dude, I am getting crushed on this. I thought this was going to be harder. I thought the token charts.
We're going to be done in 5 minutes. More
difficult. I thought the token charts would be a lot more difficult than they are so far. I am. Well done. Well done, you. Because again, Wally said Shimmer, and then JW said Shimmer just after him. All right. Next one. Another token chart.
Charles says there's only so many chains.
So many chains. There are a lot of chains. All right, losers. Which chain is this then, huh? Which native token does this belong to? This is a pretty obvious one too.
Is it now? Is this obvious?
So far, not. So far, not. Toasty said, "Yes, I first." First for what? It's not H bar. It's not Phantom. It's not Matic. Binary Floyd got it again. Sui.
Oh, Sui.
Because remember, like they launched a token and then that thing just like tanked like immediately.
Wait, I think I see Drew Pullen saying Sue. Did he say first? At.
No, that was before, and he said SEI, SUE. Oh. No, that was before we did. That was still with the other image.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well done to Binary Floyd, is doing well in this round. Last one. Or no, two more. Sorry, two more. Brand spanking new. You can find DeFi applications like Boobs.finance, TT Protocol, and BagelSwap.
You guys are going to get this immediately. You better get this one immediately.
If you watch the show, you get this one.
JW. Wait, Mr. Cam.
No, JW.
Yeah, I see Mr. Cam's first.
Oh, JW, dude. Charles, get out of here, man. You didn't get it. Yeah, Space Chain. These are way too easy. If we ever do this again, if you guys don't hate this, I'm going to have to make these a lot harder.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next. Another token chart.
What the hell is this?
This one should be another really obvious one. I kind of just want to leave it on this for just a couple more seconds before we go to a clue, because this one should be so obvious. I know. But I need to. We need to do it harder, Drew. You're right. I really didn't think. I thought.
Do it harder.
Yeah. Toasty Alpha got it.
Ooh, Pulse.
Pulse. Toasty Alpha got it. Pulse chain. That thing just went. You guys are crazy, man. I'm sorry these questions aren't harder, guys.
Don't apologize, Mikey. They're having a great time in the chat.
All right. This is the last round. This went by really fast. Logo round. This is a fun one. And I, you know, this might not be very difficult, apparently. So let's begin. Go ahead. What is this?
I have no idea.
Is this
a vaporwave?
Who got it? DeFi guy got it. Moonbeam. Everybody say Moonbeam. But DeFi guy got it first. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm seeing. DeFi guy. Right above Mr. Kane.
Mr. Cam.
33 Super Saiyan.
Everybody got Moonbeam after that. Oh, the delay. Yeah. If you guys are on delay, I'm really sorry. But, you know, you do get at least one ticket if you didn't get a correct answer. We'll have to think of something.
We'll look into ways to maybe use a third-party service to make it a little bit faster.
Yeah. The actual answer, JW, is correct. It's Jim Beam. Drinking Jim a bunch Beam. Of Jim Beam. All right, next. Next question, please. So DeFi guy did get that correct. This should be easy.
Come on, Mikey.
I mean, come on. Who is this? We talk about them all the time on DeFi Tuesday.
Oh, DeFi guys. DeFi guy got it again. I'm a little disappointed in Charles, to be honest.
Charles, man.
I'm freaking disappointed in Charles here.
Yeah.
He hangs out on their governance forum.
I'm seeing DeFi guy got that again, huh? Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, DeFi guy says sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
All right, next. He's ahead of on the delay.
Ooh. Oh, okay. What is this, boys? It's not appropriate. This service is composed of two core smart contracts, the registry and the resolver. Oh,
Dunes.
DNS. Binary Floyd got it. Toasty Alpha thought he got it. Sorry, dude. Binary Floyd. I'm seeing Binary Floyd beat you to it.
It was so fast.
You seeing it? Are you seeing it?
Binary Floyd first.
Sorry, Toasty. It is Ethereum name service. Next.
Trevor Lally says vagina. That's what I was thinking.
I didn't see that. Vagina. Yes. Who is this? That was easy. Who got this?
Invierte.
Invierte got it. Finally, DeFi guy didn't get one. Invierte got it. It is Mantle. That logo is Mantle. Like, cold vagina. Like
Clue 2 should have been Clue 1 on this one.
The clues don't even matter, man. Everybody's getting the logo.
You're right.
I botched this whole thing. Sorry, guys. Next.
I've been oohing and aahing a lot on this show. I'm just so impressed.
Is this not logo round? Yes, this is logo round. Oh, I get it. Yeah. Ryan got it.
ICP. Yes, this is the Insane Clown Posse logo.
That was the second, not to be confused with the popular clown band. yes, it is in a computer. Well done to you. Thank you, Ryan. I could have made the. He said I'm doing a good job. I could have done these questions much more difficult, I suppose. But I really didn't know what to expect, and I didn't realize that
this is the first ever.
You guys are a bunch of Chads and Degens in the chat. We didn't even get to like more than four clues on. We only got like four clues on one of them. That's it.
Oh yeah. Well, that was the that was the quiz show, and I think it was great, dude. And I think we learned a lot here.
I want to do this again. If I hope that you guys enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. Someone's gonna win some money. I want to do it again. We'll make it a lot more difficult and try to find a way to make it so everybody's kind of like on an even playing field when mm-hmm. it comes to you know, like internet connection or something.
Right.
But so 40, I mean, it's been 40 minutes. That went by super quick. So let's spin the wheel. Let me make sure that we got everybody in there. Right. So oh, JW, easy does it, buddy. That's not what I meant. I just didn't realize,
brother.
I just didn't realize just how degenerate you all were. Thank you, Mr. Gotplenty. Well done, Mikey. This audience is way more based than most retail. You're absolutely right. And you're about, and someone's about to walk home with $100 of Mikey Bucks. Mikey Money. Spin that wheel. Let's see who wins.
Yeah, the NFT ones were quite difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, Mikey. No. Oh, no. Oh, no! No. Wally is the winner. Congratulations. How exciting.
What?
Big timer Wally wins Mikey's money.
Wow. What the fuck is Mikey money? Yeah, it's just USDC.
It's cash. It's cash.
It's cash. I'm going to mail you an envelope with $100.
Yeah, Mikey's going to show up at your house with a big check. Big oversized check.
Publisher's clearinghouse. Good game, Wally. Wally, send BlockBytes your address on Twitter. I think you have a Twitter. Send us your address that you want it. It's USDC on Polygon. Bigger than Mikey. Yes. This is bigger than Mikey. Guys, that was a lot of fun.
Bigger than Mikey. Yeah, thanks for showing up, guys. It was great. Great turnout.
We'll do this again. I don't know if I'm going to be giving away my money like this every week. But maybe also. Who knows?
Maybe also. Yeah, I know.
Maybe I find a really good yield somewhere and just that's like a giveaway. Like everything I earn from that is just given away.
Earn Mikey's yield. I like that.
My yield.
Yeah, and Greg said if you guys have any ideas for categories for another quiz show, send them our way. Any feedback would be appreciated. Yeah, we know the lag is kind of annoying, but we'll try to figure that out.
Toasty Alfie has a good idea. We talked about this. Let's make some BlockBytes NFTs just for fun and give them away as prizes.
Ooh, I could do that.
We want to do that. Corval had an idea where we spin the wheel after every show that we do live, and whoever wins gets a hand-drawn NFT from Corval.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in that, if you've not seen my work before, I assure you it is of the highest MS Paint quality.
I like Wally's idea. So the logo round, where the logo appears slowly, or like in different pieces, I'm thinking, you know?
So I like that idea.
Yeah, like it appears in pieces. Toasty likes it.
Ooh, JW saying, can a project sponsor show and have the questions about their protocol? We could definitely do that. Yeah. Chomping at the bit.
So instead of just like an answer being the chain or the name of a chain or the name of a person, it'd be like, you know, how does this work? You know, best explanation or the closest to being perfect explanation gets the win. Charles isn't invited back. Easy win. Get out of here, Charles. You're not invited back.
Nah, I love Charles, dude. I'm glad he was here.
I am too. Thanks for coming, Charles.
Was here. But yeah, man, I think this was fun. I had a lot of fun.
I can't believe it's already been 45 minutes.
I'm excited to be here.
That flew by. I was stressing so hard about this thing too. And like, oh, we're spinning again?
It's spinning again for no price. Just because we like to spin. I told you, we all love to spin the wheel. We got to spin this on the show. And Virgie, you win our second prize, a beautiful smile.
You win our respect. Yeah. Oh, Drew, no. Big fans of Oath here, buddy. Big fans of Oath. We are Oath boys. We are Oath boys.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe Mr. Clean could make us something real gangster we could play in the background. That'd be wonderful.
We want to hear a little Mr. Clean right now? Hold on a second.
Yeah, that's my...
little Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean, shout out Mr. Clean. He made this music.
Oh, yeah.
Should have a gaming section. We should have a gaming section. I'll play Skyrim with you guys.
He means a quiz section, but fair enough.
Oh, right. Well, cool. That's it, man. I got nothing else. Wally, send BlockBytes your OX address, USDC on Polygon. We'll send it over to you. Wenshimmer EVM, JW? Thune, right? I don't know. Thune.
Soon. 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 Quite soon.
Soon. Soon. Very soon.
Yeah. Thanks for coming up, guys. I hope you had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. I know Mikey had a lot of fun.
I was nervous.
Yeah. And we appreciate the suggestions too. Throw any more you got in the comment section. We'll be sure to read them.
Yeah, and, guys, let's do this again soon. Definitely give us some better ideas because I was nervous about the connection. It looked like that was Mikey, did you go to El Salvador? I didn't go to El Salvador, actually. Very, very upset about that. But please give me give us suggestions for a better, more comprehensive and more fair quiz show for next time.
Oh yeah, guys, we're gonna figure it out. And we're gonna do this again because I think it was a rip roaring success. Yeah, anything else, Mikey?
That's
Shimmer
it,
Space
man.
Monday. Catch us on Shimmer Space Monday.
Yeah, Shimmer Community Space on Monday. Spin the wheel. Spin the wheel again, real quick.
One last wheel spin. Ooh.
Binary Floyd. He had some good answers, too. Congratulations, yeah, Binary Floyd. You got nothing, dude. I'm sorry.
Little kiss.
Little kiss.
All right.
This has been too much fun. Thank you all so much for coming and joining our little experiment. Congratulations to our good friend Wally. Shows up every day, every week. Love having you in the chat. We'll see you guys on Monday. I'll be around Twitter over the weekend, so come say hi.
Yep. All right, guys. Yeah? Hey, man, I'll let them know. And, you know, I appreciate you using the one call for this. Yeah. Yeah, I hope you beat the case, brother. All right. Hey, guys, it's me, Corval, here. I just got off the phone with a good personal friend of mine. You may know him. His name's Sam. He just used his one prison call to let me know he thinks you guys should subscribe, like the channel, and comment on BlockBytes. So do us all a favor. Help yourself out. Help me out. Help Sam out. Drop a like, a subscribe.